USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Sixth Circuit Court has denied the federal government's motion to transfer the Occupational Safety and Health Administration vaccine or test requirement lawsuit to a different court, while also rejecting the White House's bid to dissolve a stay on the mandate, delivering a blow to the Biden administration's efforts to press ahead with implementation. A gang of armed smash-and-grab thieves fired 175 shots and stole $5 million worth of products from 15 cannabis shops in Oakland, California, through November. Alfonso Tucky Blunt, the owner of Blunt's and More,
"We're tired of talking. We're tired of paying high insurance rates, extra security, paying for taxes. We're talking about a tax strike, potentially. We're talking about picketing the mayor's office. We don't know what we can do, but it's time for action. We're tired of talking."
This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
An unpublished investigative compilation, sometimes referred to as the Alternative Mueller Report, and could be released soon, according to a letter filed in federal court Thursday. Andrew Weissman revealed in a book he published last year that the team he headed prepared a summary of all its work, apparently including details not contained in the final report made public in 2019. Julie Kelly is a journalist with American Greatness, focused on the January 6th incident at the Capitol.
Arresting people for low-level crimes and then hearing what judges were saying in court to justify keeping people behind bars.
Now Julie Kelly has uncovered text from the Biden-Obama Department of Justice that blows up the Trump-incited a riot narrative. In the document from the DOJ, they claim it is objectively unreasonable to conclude that President Trump could authorize citizens to interfere with the Electoral College proceedings. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
2021 was a good year for the Rolling Stones.
There are no spring chickens, but those Rolling Stones had the biggest tour of 2021. That's according to Billboard, which has released its year-end box office chart and says the Rolling Stones' No Filter Tour was the year's biggest moneymaker, raked in over $72 million. Green Day's tour came in second, making over $67 million on the road, while Harry Styles came in third, grossing over $64 million. As for the Stones, it's unclear if they're going to tour again. Bass player Daryl Jones posted Wednesday he's looking forward to the next tour. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The National Weather Service has issued a blizzard warning for mountains on Hawaii's Big Island, saying wind gusts above 100 miles per hour and 12 inches or more of snow were possible. The warning, in effect through Sunday morning for Big Island summits, said travel should be restricted to emergencies only, and those who must travel should have a winter survival kit. Blizzard warnings for Hawaii are rare, but not unheard of. The Big Island has mountain peaks that reach nearly 14,000 feet. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.